you know, and you would have the same, you know, thing on your car, you know, like this metal.
Right, let me see.
If they took the tire off your car, then what's the metal part that's left?
Drum. No.
And the tire fits around it.
Mm-hmm. I know that too, it's at the back of my mind.
Let's see. I do know that. That's the rim.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Now, would you call it the same thing on a wagon?
I would think so.
Mm-hmm. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that traces or fastened to, you know?
The harness? No, the harness is, no, it's not the harness. I don't know.
Okay. And the next question would be something similar, so you probably wouldn't, well, I ask you anyway.
Okay.
Now on the wagon, you would have two horses and each one has a single tree. Have you ever heard of a single tree?
No.
No, you
I
haven't.
Don't think so, no.
So you probably wouldn't know then, but I was going to ask you, what would you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Well, I think I would call it a double tree since you told me one would be a single tree.
What would you say somebody is doing when he is filling up his wagon at the woodlot and taking it to the house and unloading it and filling it up again? And just
I would call it loading and unloading.
Yes, but
He's carrying it from one place to the other.
Yes.
I think you call it hauling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Suppose there was a log across the road and you'd say, I tied a rope to it and blanket out of the way.
Pulled it. Dragged it.
Okay. We have blanked quite a few stumps out of there with mules and chains.
Pulled, dragged.
Yeah. What is the first thing you use in the field when you are getting ready to plant? Do you have a garden?
No, I don't have a garden, but I'm familiar with growing things, and I think the first thing you need to do would be to plow your field.
Uh-huh. And are there other kinds of tools that you would use later, or what would you do later after you plow it?
A rake, maybe to smooth it off. A hole, maybe to dig certain kinds of holes.
Well, do you know different kinds of plows? Maybe it was the kind that you use on a hill, or you would know?
No,
that.
I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. What is it that the wheels on a wagon fit onto, or a car?
Onto the hub? Onto the axle?
Yes. Mm-hmm. What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths? Help your... Are you from, you don't have
no,
a fireplace or anything?
No, no, I'm not
going to
that
time. And it's also another shape, eighth shaped frame you use to lay the bulls across to make a table for a church supper. Have you ever been to
those? No. I've been to those, but I don't know what to call those frames.
Okay. Well, what would they lay across those two?
Plank?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You straighten your hair with a comb and something else you use to straighten out your hair when your hair
brush?
Is
tangled.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When you use one of those, you say that you are going to blank your hair.
Comb and brush. Dress.
Well, you use the word not comb, but